For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Brust.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City. This is Scalzo and Brust. Presented by Bud Light on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby. Woo! It's a party, baby.
Brust presented by the world's greatest beer, and I needed a Ben Brust reprieve. I will get that right now as he is wandering the halls at Radio City in Milwaukee. I'm Greg Scalzo along with Joshy DiMaggio, you, the Scalzo and Brust family, helping us, although not enough here, on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, calling, texting 800-990-3776. What are you laughing at, Joshy?
I just checked the text line, a 262 number.
I'll get to it. Thought you were laughing at the pure disdain and disgust I have for the segment that just transpired. Ben is scared to say anything remotely rocking the boat, and we're rooting for Ben's new relationship, so I will be on the best behavior I possibly can be. Is that fair?
That works for me.
All right. Well, let's get into some Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust.
Those of you that say Ben Brust is an idiot, well, here's your chance to be proven right. It's time to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
Every week, we play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Today's contestant, Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust, is John from Janesville. John, welcome to Scalzo and Brust. Do you believe you are smarter than our very own Benjamin Brust?
I really do think so, yes.
God, I hope so. I hope so, John from Janesville. The family is rooting for you here today. Here's how we're going to find out. You're going to have 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds, whichever comes first. Now, if you don't know the answer to a question, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We then revisit that question after we get through the original 15. And if you get more correct answers than Ben Brust, you will win yourself a $25 gift card to the Nitty Gritty. Any questions, or are you good to go?
Good to go.
All right, we got John from Janesville. And are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. What was the very first mass-produced automobile?
Ford.
What is the largest city in the world by population?
Hong Kong.
What's the name of John F. Kennedy's wife?
Jackie.
A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
What do snakes smell with?
Say that again.
What do snakes smell with?
Their tongue.
What is the fastest land animal?
Cheetah.
What is the world's largest island that is not a continent?
Greenland.
What is the longest day in the northern hemisphere called?
The summer solstice.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
4.
What are animals that sleep during the day and awake at night called?
Nocturnal.
What bird symbolizes peace?
Dove.
What organ do fishes use to breathe?
Gills.
And one more because I flubbed it at the beginning. How many primary colors are there?
Three.
Well done by John from Janesville. And yes, he earned that because for some reason, Josh, I started from the back and worked my way up and I confused myself right off the bat.
I didn't know what was going on. On the first car made question, are we going to give credit for that?
We are going to give credit for
that. So that's a 12 spot.
12 then. Spot. Well nice done, showing. John from Janesville. Well done, because we didn't really specify that we needed the make and the model. So if he gives us the make, I feel like we have to count that as one.
We did ask model, which we were playing by Jeopardy rules.
No, we didn't. It was what was the very first mass-produced automobile.
Huh.
So, and now Ben Brust walks in. Ooh, he gave me a sly grin, which makes me very suspicious off the bat. Not that he's cheating, but just I don't know what kind of mood he's in right now. Sauntered in, pushed it. He's got his papers that he's organizing now. He's sitting in front
of
the microphone.
When you only have papers in front of you and you just move them around to make it seem like you're doing something, that's what I was just doing. Let's do this.
Ben Brust, are you ready to play Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? You got 15 questions to answer in 90 seconds. Whichever comes first, if you don't know the answer to a question, you are allowed to say skip or pass. We then revisit that question after we get through the original 15. Why are you flipping Joshy off?
Because he said in my ear that I'm going to get smoked.
A little trash talk, get in his head.
I'm ready.
Ben Brust. And are you smarter than Ben Brust? In 3, 2, 1. What was the very first mass-produced automobile?
The Model T.
What is the largest city in the world by population?
Rio de Janeiro?
What's the name of John F. Kennedy's wife? Kim Kennedy. A lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and what else?
The sun.
What do snakes smell with?
Their tongue.
What is the fastest land animal?
A cheetah.
What is the world's largest island that is not a continent?
South America.
What is the longest day in the Northern Hemisphere called?
The summer solstice.
How many compartments does a cow's stomach have?
4.
What are animals that sleep during the day and awake at night called?
I know this! Pass!
What bird symbolizes peace?
The bald eagle.
What organ do fishes use to breathe?
Their gills. The gull. Pass.
Who is the villain of The Little Mermaid?
I don't know. It's a bad one. You sometimes have some bad ones.
You don't want to guess?
Normally you don't let me guess when I take this long.
No, I do. I always let
you guess. It won't matter.
No. Every time.
Not recent time.
I am more generous with you than anyone else.
When I'm close to the caller, he does not.
Oh, time's up. Very untrue.
I gave you an extra one. You got a 7 spot. You got smoked. You needed 5 more.
Wait, you gave him that? You gave him that?
I gave him gills.
He said gills, gulls, pass. You guys passed on that.
You guys made me uncomfortable.
If he said pass and then gulls and gills, you would have taken the final answer.
I wouldn't have given it to him if it would have resulted in a tie, but he still...
What's amazing is that people are still accusing you of cheating.
How? I would cheat to win. Because cheat to lose.
Because the 4 compartments in a cow's stomach.
Because there's 4 little things that you little... that you get milk.
This is why people think that you cheat. What are those things called?
The mutters?
We will go through the answers of Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Plus Ben Brust has a segment idea for us. We'll test it out next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light, Scalzo, and Brust.
I basically did the Josh DiMaggio shoe of
Ben
get away
told
from
Rod in the key to his face that he wasn't important enough to be talking to him at that point.
Well, as we know, as the, earlier this week told us, when Ben sniffs a little power, he's going to spend his time wisely.
I slither my way to the right angle to find the right people, and Ron, you weren't that guy.
Nobody can find an ass to kiss quite like Ben Brust.
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, little lady, I know you're feeling crazy. Woo! All your other friends are busy making them babies. Been out in the real world, don't like how it's tasting. Let me change your mind with my little old saying.
What?
2, 4, 6, 8. Who do we appreciate? Put some sugar in.
I would cheat to win.
Because
not cheat to lose.
Because the four compartments in a cow's stomach.
Because
that's
there's four little things that you little... that you get <didn't> know. That, me, Ben Brust, giving my best explanation of why there are four compartments in a cow. I still don't know if I'm right or wrong. Is that one that I got right or wrong, Josh? You got that one right.
I got the question right, but you're saying the compartments don't line up necessarily.
Let's think about it. Let's think about it logically, Ben. You and I, we'll do this together. Greg's not here. I won't be as mean to you. Do humans have two stomachs?
No.
How many nipples do they have?
Two. Are those udders technically nipples?
What else would they be?
I don't know. I guess if there's milk coming out of them, then yes, that makes sense. This is Scalzo and Brust presented by Bud Light, and Greg Scalzo's back.
What do we got, Benny?
You said you were going to run through... we're talking about cow nipples right now.
I came back with the four stomachs because there's four udders thing, and I asked him if humans have two stomachs.
So we haven't gone through the answers yet?
No.
All right, here we go. Let's run through them. We'll start at the top. The very first mass-produced automobile, the Model T, will also take Ford because we didn't specify model or make, although Gabe Neitzel texted in and thought that was hogwash.
I got Model T.
You did. But we gave
John
four.
From Janesville said
at least
four.
Gabe has high standards.
Do you think
you
that? But don't you think that we have to let that one be like that? That's true.
Based off the question, yes.
So it's just a poorly written question. Come on, Josh.
Yeah,
you figured
fault.
It out.
Yep.
The largest city in the world by population, not Rio de Janeiro, but Tokyo. Not Kim Kennedy, but Jackie Kennedy, Jacqueline, her full name. The lunar eclipse occurs when the Earth is between the moon and the sun. Snakes smell with their tongues. Cheetahs, the fastest land animal. Greenland, the largest island that is not a continent. The summer solstice is the longest day in the northern hemisphere. Four compartments in a cow's stomach has nothing to do with the udders, or as you like to call them, the mutters.
It rhymed.
Nocturnal animals that sleep during the day and awake at night called nocturnal. You passed on that one.
I know. I was going to say night owls just to throw one out there, but that's just like a human term.
Bird symbolizes peace is a dove, not a bald eagle. Bald eagle symbolizes strength and power like the United States of America. Gills, fish used to breathe. Ursula is the villain of The Little Mermaid, and there are three primary colors.
Ursula pooped her pants in kindergarten. She was in my class. Just an old memory.
Huh.
I don't think we've spent enough time on Ben's confusion on where milk comes from and how it would not be related to the stomach.
I don't think we need to spend any more time there. Ben seems bored by it. You seem fascinated by it. Ben just made a dumb mistake, I would say. 262 does chime in, however, though, Benny, and wants to go back to the segment that you ranked, power ranked, your girlfriend's high school friends who were visiting this past weekend, 7-1. You said one of them did 50 seconds on the bull at Red Rock. 262 asks, is the bull rider single?
She is not.
Okay.
But I would like to set 262 up if she was.
Ryan in McGuanigal says,
I don't know if I can do that, actually.
What does the world's fastest land animal and Ben Brust have in common?
He's going to say he's a cheater.
They're both cheetahs.
Oh, good one. I haven't heard that one. Actually, I haven't heard that one before. But it's just a new way of you guys accusing me of cheating on a segment in which I lost, in which if I were cheating, I were to cheat to win.
Yeah, I mean, Ron and the Key as well. That's your buddy. You game with him. He's accusing you of being a cheater as well. So just a shocking amount of accusations.
I believe that
across.
Ron thinks the caller was cheating, so you're misrepresenting his text like you normally would do.
I must just have misunderstood that text. Joel and Fitchburg, however, reminded me of something great because I think while the four udders thing was interesting, Ben saying South America, the largest island that's not a continent, cannot be overlooked because South America...
Isn't there Cape Cod something in South... Like, isn't there, like, something off of South America?
You think Cape Cod is in South America?
Is there something off of South America that's an island?
Is there an island off of South America? Yes, I can promise.
Did I say South America? I think I said South... I meant to say South Africa.
Well, yes.
You think it's an island?
What did I say on the show?
You said South America.
Okay, that was a mistake.
South America is neither an island, and it is also a country. Or excuse me, a continent.
It's a continent.
Yes.
I meant to say South Africa.
Why?
I don't know. Cape Town.
Cape Town is not an island.
I know, but that's what I was thinking.
And it's not Cape Cod. South Africa famously attached to the bottom of Africa.
Madagascar is the one that is not. That's what I was thinking.
That's not what you were thinking. That is 0% chance that's what you were thinking. Eric chimes in from Fox
Point. I do know.
Eric asks, wait, did Ben just say Ursula pooped in his first grade class?
Kindergarten. She pooped pants. It was a nasty scene.
Do you remember that, or you remember it because everybody was making fun of her for it forever and ever, so she was just...
She couldn't live it down. She was the kid who pooped her pants.
Do you know what she's doing now?
No.
Can we look it up?
I don't think we're friends on Facebook or anything. I don't know her last name.
If you give me her last name,
I don't know her first name.
Ursula, my guess is I would be able to find it pretty quick.
Naming your child Ursula, brutal.
I do know that Greenland is covered in ice, and Iceland is covered in green. Just so people know, I have some decent knowledge.
Ben Brust, the one assignment to you is to come back with a brilliant segment following Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust? Joshy, give me something, a drum roll, some music. What do we got here for Ben Brust to unleash this brilliance upon the world?
We have breaking news.
So Julian Edelman went on a podcast and talked about a lot of guys that got mad at Jimmy G for not playing through pain. And I'd like to hear a little bit from Julian Edelman, please, Joshy.
What is it from?
Well, I was going to give credit after. That's what you do. You give credit after.
So we go into week four, and, you know, I guess, you know, Jimmy was practicing and then, you know, decided not to play. And Jacoby played with, you know, no ligaments in his thumb, which you can't do that as a quarterback. You can't grip. And if it's your left, and a lot of guys got mad about it. A lot of guys got mad. I'm not going to lie. I got mad about it. You know, I sacrificed my body all damn long, all day long. I was taking shots for this, numbing up that, ribs, broken ribs, shoulders, you know, grade three, hanging on by limbs just to play, you know. And, you know, I can understand why Marty thinks like that. But you also got to look, hey, he just got paid. He got paid $30 million. So maybe, you know, I'm the dumb guy who... didn't make as much money, sacrifice for that team. I guess I played for the memories, not the money.
Cool, Julian Edelman. Cool, dude. That's Julian Edelman from the I Am Athlete podcast, and that's exactly where I was going to go. First off, would you judge NFL players if they don't want to play through pain? 800-990-3776. Again, 800-990-3776. Yeah, sure. Was it a little bit soft by Jimmy G? Absolutely. But like he said, he ended up getting paid $30 million. And guess what? His face stayed gorgeous. And he's all over Subway's commercials being an average quarterback.
But he's a loser.
That's you could think that.
No. That is the MO. Nobody wants him as their starting quarterback.
That's great.
He should be in the prime of his career. You know why that is? Partially because his reputation.
He can laugh to the bank.
Your reputation is all you have. And his reputation around the league is that of a B. And that's what he was called by Martellus Bennett, who many Packers fans would call that same word. And that's what was echoed by Julian Edelman. Like, when it comes down to it, I don't care if you make $30 million. I would rather have the respect of my peers than more money in the bank. We're not saying, well, it was either $30 million or he was going to go and make, you know, $30,000 somewhere. We're saying it was between, what, $30 million or he was still going to get paid good money somewhere. It was his non-throwing shoulder.
What's Jacoby Brissett doing playing with no ligaments? That's a dumb decision by him.
Stepping up for his team. And you know what? He's going to have a career in the league because every team wants him. He's somebody that teams seek, not as a starter, because he's not that talented of a guy. He's an extremely talented quarterback, but
he'll never make as much as Jimmy G did, even if he stays in the league for 12 years.
I don't know if that's the case, because as soon as Jimmy G falls out of the league, like, nobody wants that guy in their locker room.
He will make a living as a model.
Now, real quick, let's be clear. Ben Brust is friends with Jimmy Garoppolo, although he's never been able to get him on the air because they played AAU basketball together. So you're biased here. You're a little bias on this one. Probably also why you did a great job finding the sound from the I Am Athlete podcast, because you follow Jimmy G pretty incessantly. But I think when you look at any walk of life, that respect of your peers, that reverence goes a lot further when you think about fulfillment and happiness than more money in the bank account.
Yeah, no, I disagree. Like, what's the lifespan of
of
an NFL athlete? Not that long. Even for quarterbacks, it's hard to make it a long, long time. Jimmy G had the opportunity, but he's still going to make a ton of money.
Jimmy G?
He could meet a wonderful wife, go have kids, and live happily ever after, and not care what the rest of his peers think of the NFL.
But he could do that even if he did play with a hurt, not even that hurt, but a banged up non-throwing shoulder. Like, you're acting like he would have risked his career out there. Why play at all? Like, if you're a player that's going to get a contract, why not just sit out the back half of a season? It's a ridiculous concept. But I'm saying, when you take that even out of the NFL and into your life, like, okay, the person who makes more money there, but everybody hates, you think they're happier? Like, truly more fulfilled and living a greater life than the person who has the respect and reverence of their peers? Like, there's a reason why, you know, heroes get remembered, but legends never die.
Did you just go with the cliche there? Is that how you want to keep this going?
You went Sandlot?
I went Sandlot on us. No, I put a little bit of
tongue in cheek.
Yeah, a little hyperbole.
I think it's pretty fraudulent for Edelman to say I played for the memories. I don't think that's really real at all. But I also think,
but you understand what he's saying.
Yes.
The idea of not putting the in a line of work where your job is putting your body on the line for the guy next to you, and the person who's supposed to be your leader, who is drafted to supplant the greatest quarterback in the history of football, Tom Brady, couldn't do it. I wonder why. And now has gone and fallen short in San Francisco, and maybe the best situation in the NFL to win a Super Bowl. Like, he's not looked at in the league as a guy that can take over your team and lead them in a way that other quarterbacks who are probably equally or lesser as talented as him are seen. And that's partly because of who that guy is in the locker room, which none of us know, but the league, well, you know, knows really well.
Yeah, I think it's important.
That's two guys on one team. Two guys, Julian Edelman and Martellus Bennett.
You're telling me that in college basketball, and probably not college because it's a little bit more weird, but you're telling me going up through the circuit, there weren't reputations on guys playing basketball, and you kind of knew who was a tough guy, and you kind of knew who was a prima donna.
Yeah, nobody wanted to mess with me.
I'm not talking about you.
Amazing.
I'm sure you were the tough guy. Are you saying amazing in his ability to make a real conversation, Ben Cendric? But, like, you know what guys are about, and especially in a league that's tight. Now, I'm not calling Jimmy G out. I'm not making this about him being that guy, because I don't know the real reality of the situation. My point is, I would rather be the guy who made $20 million instead of $30 million, because either way, you're set. You could still find a nice wife, you could still raise a great family, but also have that respect and know that when I look back, yeah, I did everything that I could to help the guys next to me.
Yeah, no, I think there's a big difference between $20 and $30 million. You can say that, but when push comes to shove, everyone always takes more money. Everyone always takes more money if they can. And Jimmy Garoppolo ended up
we just saw Kyrie Irving not do that.
He opted into a $37 million contract.
Could have got more.
there easily was, there was no situation where he was going to be able to sign and trade and get more. That's why he opted in. Nobody was going to be able to make it work contractually.
If he was willing to go to a bad team, he had a very limited list of teams, he could go and get a multi-year deal where he would be making and guaranteed a lot more money. But, like, what are you shaking your head at?
How did we end up in a
Kyrie conversation?
because my point is like, even Kyrie Irving, who people like to criticize, is quitting on his team because the guy quits on his team, was like, you know what? I'm gonna finish this contract out with Kevin Durant in lieu of making more money. Now, you could say that's a play to make more money off the field than you do on the field. I'm of the belief that that's a hard thing for anybody to live down. And now Jimmy G's forever going to be remembered as one of those soft guys.
You can always continue to write your legacy. He will have another opportunity to do that. So I'm not just going to let you crap on Jimmy G's name just because someone that you grew up liking, Julian Edelman, who gave you some memories, said something bad about him.
I mean, I like Jimmy G. You're the one with the bias here because you play basketball.
I have no bias.
Oh, this is a bias.
Greg has more bias.
Ben
likes
has
the Patriots.
More bias. Ben has more
Patriots
bias. He played basketball.
We'll listen to anything that any Patriots
Jimmy
player
Garoppolo.
Said. Ooh, I worship the Patriots.
Woo!
Speaking of woo, Jimmy G is going to be able to buy a crap ton of Screaming Sicilian Pizzas with $30 million.
But they're both Patriots. Your argument makes no sense.
Who's
Screaming
both?
Sicilian. Woo!
I'm talking about future Jimmy G.
What are you talking about? Jimmy G was on the Patriots.
I know
it's
he was.
Patriots on Patriots crime.
I'm going to fight both of you.
I, of course, know Jimmy G was on the Patriots.
It's like Screaming Sicilian on Screaming Sicilian crime. It's like the mob Italiana going after the...
Supremus Maximus?
Supremus Maximus.
Yeah, you don't want that to happen, though, because you want each of them to be able to live.
It actually was just Julian Edelman echoing the words of another one, so it would be like
a bad pizza brand trying to talk.
No. They were all Patriots.
No.
You're supposed to throw in another Screaming Sicilian brand.
I know, but I have this. Julian Edelman.
I mean, he blew this bad.
No, I got this. Julian Edelman equals the crap that you find in the local grocer's freezer. And then you got Screaming Sicilian. That is the Jimmy
Josh,
G, the handsome.
Break. Just go to break. Just seriously. We'll be back to talk more about Ben putting himself above his teammates next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
I googled during the break what a suppository is. It is not a sperm bank. It is not a back door in the alleyway. It is not a place that information is held. It is a thing that you stick up your anus to deliver drugs.
Medicine, but drugs does apply there, but you kind of make it seem like...
I mean, the first thing that came up was drugs, not medicine.
Mm. Go to a drugstore to buy...
No.
Medicine and drugs are...
Like, this, I just wrote suppository, and it says, a suppository is another way to deliver a drug.
That means, like, a medicine, like a drug and medicine.
This suppository thing is driving
you
nuts.
How do you Google something and get it wrong?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
If it maybe meant a little bit more money.
Sorry, Josh. Sorry, Greg.
Ben Brust, much like Jimmy Garoppolo, grew up in the affluent northwestern suburbs of Chicago, where they shared
toughness
an AAU team. And now it's coming out that Jimmy Garoppolo basically sat out when he wasn't that hurt as a New England Patriot quarterback. This called out by a couple of former Patriots who were on that team that said Jimmy lost the team at that point and that he is a B word and that you can never win or want to play with a quarterback or a leader who is a B word. And now Jimmy Garoppolo is struggling to find a starting quarterback position in the NFL. So I would challenge you to think, Ben, if maybe him continuing to sit out games from a self-preservation standpoint is actually backfiring as a financial ploy, given that, like, I don't know, maybe if you fight through some of those injuries and you put up numbers and you play well, maybe you end up with more money because you play longer and continue to be a starting caliber quarterback.
I'm not saying that I would have approached things like Jimmy Garoppolo.
You just said that you would.
No. Look, it was tongue-in-cheek for a little bit. I fought through. I didn't miss a single game my entire collegiate career. And you can clap sarcastically. I remember my junior year. It was before the first Big Ten game against Penn State. I went up for like an alley-oop, but I wasn't obviously going to dunk it. I was just going to lay it in. I came down on one of our scout team members' foot, and I rolled my ankle pretty bad after jumping high, landing on a foot. You roll it. Basically, it's the ground. And I was going to do whatever it takes. I don't care how much pain. It's just a rolled ankle. It can't get worse. That's why I hate when people sit out of ankle sprains, because, like, I've broken my ankle and I've sprained my ankle. There are two different things. Tie your shoe tighter. Get your A back out there. I hate people who sit out for ankle sprains, even if it's like a high, severe sprain. You're freaking fine. It's not going to get worse. Just play through it.
800-990-3776. John and Tosa, welcome to Scalzo and Bros, the First Midwest Bank Talk Text Line. First Midwest Bank, a division of Old National Bank. What's up, John?
I'm going to go with Jimmy G on this. First off, a little bit more money is not 33% more. So when you reference 20 million to 30 million, that's 10 million. That's 30%. That's 33% of what he's making.
I mean, I was just
Jimmy
making
G.
Numbers.
Well, I know you did. I'm just using it as a reference point. So, you know, you're throwing a hypothetical number out there. I'm just saying a little bit more, whatever. 30 million is 30 million. And you want to respect your teammates. Jimmy Garoppolo just played this last 6 weeks of the season with a shoulder injury. He was injured, played through all the toughness, which you're asking, which Edelman's asking, which Martellus Bennett is saying he didn't do. He just did that. His numbers were terrible. And guess what? He's not getting a job. So which one is it? I mean, is he tough? Or he's not tough because it was happened 4 years ago. I mean, give me a break. Martellus Bennett? Nobody wanted his broke ass on the road.
Thank you for the call.
Thank you, John and Tosa. I think Jimmy G is just using an injury ploy now as an excuse for his poor play down the stretch. I mean, the guy never plays. He never plays. He's got a reputation in the NFL, whether it's earned or not earned, as being soft and, in their words, a B. Now, you could also make the argument that maybe he's just got dollar signs on his mind, because guess what? He knew that he wasn't going to be on this 49ers team anymore because Trey Lance is right behind him. And so all of a sudden, he's, yeah, more inclined to play through injury because he's playing for himself.
Yeah, look, I totally agree that Jimmy G, look, has missed a ton of games. There's no getting around it.
Was he like this on your AAU team, too? Was he always injured?
No, he was like the tough guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I mean, like, he was one of those who grew faster than everyone, like, because we played, like, sixth or seventh grade.
I bet he was a hairy middle schooler.
You nailed it. I still don't have chest hair, and he had chest hair in seventh grade.
Wow.
Very strong, very athletic.
Soft chest hair, too. Sorry, continue.
Soft chest hair is in, like, not soft because he's soft, but soft because he's very beautiful.
The kind you want to run your hands through.
I would. Sorry, you were saying.
I don't remember anymore because now I'm thinking about rubbing my hand through Jimmy Garoppolo's chest hair in seventh grade. And it sounds kind of nice.
You were saying that... you're saying that you're agreeing that he had the future behind him.
He was probably thought he was entitled. Like when you get drafted to replace somebody. And gosh, I hate when I do this because I've been pretty good at not like coming back from an argument that I've started. But hearing John and Tosa a little bit kind of made me want to go off of the side that I was on, if that makes sense. Because Jimmy G has missed a ton of games. He now has this reputation, fair or not. I did appreciate that he played through a lot of games for the 49ers and stunk. But let's be honest here. If Jimmy G was healthy, has he really shown when he's healthy that he's going to actually land a starting quarterback job anywhere else? Probably not.
Ron in the Key chimes in. He corrects John and Tosa's math, says if it's 20 million and 30 million, it's actually a 50% increase, and he's 100% right. So I should have caught that, but that is a 50% increase, John and Tosa, not a 33%
increase. Ron, big numbers guy.
As we're making up random numbers, and this conversation, Josh, he went from me trying to say, hey, I'd rather take a little less money for the respect of my peers, to a breakdown of Jimmy Garoppolo's
seventh grade chest hair.
Well, that was the best part about it. But
it's the only good thing we did.
A breakdown of Jimmy G.
He was handsome then, too, if you can imagine.
What do you think his favorite Palermo Screaming Sicilian pizza was?
Boss Hog, because he's Italian.
Hey-o.
Boss Hog, Italian sausage. You kind of see where I'm going there. Screaming Sicilian. Woo! Baby, you can find in your local grocer's freezer. And that's what I did this weekend. Went on over, and not only did I make, you know, some chips and guac, I provided a nice Screaming Sicilian pizza for the nice young ladies that the girlfriend brought into town. And they loved the Boss Hog. So I'm going back. I'm getting three more.
Yeah, they did.
I just went through the Mother of Meat, the Boss Hog, and the Mambo Italiano. Woo! So now it's time for a little Holy Pepperoni. I might be in the mood for a little Bessie's Revenge. And you hear me talk about these. This is the best part. Thin and Crispy would have been a good one. The ladies would have loved that. They loved the Boss Hog as well. But a nice little mixture. You know, they were like, we're something lighter. We need something lighter. We've been eating, you know, too heavy. Well, the Thin and Crispy, oh, gosh. Every single one of these Screaming Sicilians is so dang good because it comes with the secret tomato recipe sauce, the whole milk mozzarella cheese. It's just made with fresh ingredients that you just don't find in any other pizza. And just try it for yourself because I talk about it all the time. If you don't put Screaming Sicilian in your mouth, and then you can come back and tell me, you know what? I didn't like it. I'd be like, well, you don't know good pizza then. Screaming Sicilian, find your screaming pleasure because they got all the options in your local grocer's freezer.
Why is Giannis not getting the respect he deserves? We'll talk about it next on Scalzo and Bross, presented by the world's greatest beer, Bud Light.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bross.
Ben, if the cosmetic surgery you had to get for more professional success were just implants, like breast implants, would you do it?
Why would I do that?
I'm saying that's the cosmetic.
Again, suspend disbelief.
I for don't
a minute.
Want boobs.
Okay. But if it meant you were on TV every day making $1 million a year.
No. No, 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 no.
$2 million a year.
No.
Five?
No, he's thinking about two. You just had to wait a second. And all of a sudden he's like, wait.
How long do I have to keep the boobs?
Subscribe and listen to full show podcasts available free on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. So get it on.
By the world's greatest beer, Bud Light. There's nothing better than hanging out at my house with a Bud Light in my hand, looking through my beautiful patio doors, thanks to my friends at Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Gina Della, her entire team at Pella, the best, second to none when it comes to service. Oh my God, they're the best. Best vendors ever. When you're talking about people coming to your home, working on it, they are number one. But also the quality of product, number one there too. And the innovations, we're always looking for more ways to get vitamin D, more sun into your home. Well, 44% more natural light enters your home when Pella installs their innovative hidden screen, available exclusively on Pella 250 series, single hung, double hung, and sliding windows. Right now, you can choose 0% financing for 72 months or a free upgrade to the hidden screen on their 250 series. So visit PellaWI.com today. That's PellaWI.com. Today, Ben Brust, Greg Scalzo, Mac from the show to chimes in, says the Benny boob job drop gets me every time. Well done, Joshy. It's a good one.
The boobs that gets me every time, too.
Heck yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo snubbed at the ESPYs once again. The nominations were unveiled today. The ESPY Awards coming up on July 20th. Fan voting continuing until July 17th when it comes to Best Athlete of Men's Sports. The nominees, Steph Curry, Connor McDavid, he's a hockey player, Shohei Ohtani, and Aaron Rodgers. No Giannis Antetokounmpo there.
Not shocking.
The only basketball player, Steph Curry, obviously with the championship, I think well deserved. But then you look one step further and say, wait, Giannis must be in the running for best NBA player. However, we have Luka Doncic, Nikola Jokic, Joel Embiid, and Steph Curry.
Get the... The Joel Embiid thing makes me really, really, really mad.
Well, at least he was in conversation to be the MVP, of the league.
I get that, but when
Luka's Matt's not even in the conversation to be the MVP of the league.
Nor
he didn't win a championship. The MVP race, sorry, I'll let you go, but the MVP race was between three players.
Jokic, Giannis, and Joel Embiid.
And then you throw in Steph as the fourth.
Because he won a championship.
Because he won a championship, and because that's how you draw viewers, you know, like he's the most popular. Luka?
Yeah, again, I want to say, like, Luka, they're trying to, like, make the game a little bit more global, but Giannis literally had a movie come out about him on Disney Plus. ESPYs, ESPN, not good branding,
folks. You
trade
out one international guy for another.
I know, and that's what I'm saying. Like, my argument, like, I tried to make one, and it doesn't make sense because it literally doesn't make sense. And I just think back to this season when Giannis and Joel Embiid matched up, and Giannis blocked Joel Embiid at the buzzer at the height of the MVP conversation and just put an end to Joel Embiid. Giannis, again, just somehow, some way, even despite all of this, will stay humble and continue to go about his business and produce on the court.
Tausch called it Giannis fatigue. I have a hard time recognizing
that.
No. That because
he doesn't even get enough love as it is.
Well, he was the two-time MVP, and then he won a championship. But not only did he win a championship, he was epic in the finals. In that NBA finals, he had more signature moments than any player in recent memory, save for LeBron James. I mean, there was two plays alone that can be looked at as amongst the greatest in NBA finals history.
Are you talking about the block on Ayton?
Yep.
And the valley oop from Jrue Holiday.
Yes.
And then not to mention, from a non-specific play standpoint, 50-burger.
50-burger!
In a closeout
burger.
Game.
To win the NBA Finals, and here it
Steph
is.
Steph didn't come close as great as he was. As great as Steph was, Steph did not come close to what Giannis was able to do last year. And Giannis put the team on his damn back the entire playoff series that Chris Middleton was out.
Tomorrow, Giannis Day on Scalzo and Bruss. We're watching Rise tonight. Tomorrow, we will spend the entire show celebrating Giannis Antetokounmpo and what he means to the Milwaukee Bucks in the state of Wisconsin. I didn't talk to you guys about that. But
when you watch the movie, we have to change the way we say his last name.
Antetokounmpo.
Yeah.
Antetokounmpo.
Antetokounmpo. Antetokounmpo.
I mean, I learned it once.
I know.
We were taught the wrong way.
It's the opening scene, and they have the phonetic spelling, and I was like, huh.
Antetokounmpo.
But that's not what you said.
Antetokounmpo.
No, but I'm saying, like, did you always say it like that?
No.
Huh. Huh. This is like Monte all over again.
Pam,
shout out
pam.
Monte Ball. We've got Spain and Fitz coming up next across ESPN Wisconsin.